At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to talk sport, and we'll preview what's happening this weekend. We'll also look back on two important Premier League matches last evening when Liverpool, it doesn't look, you know, on the face of it that they scraped a win, but that's actually how it was. And then the thriller of the season when Manchester United went to Stamford Bridge and... Oh, anyway, Cameron Hill, researcher with Off the Ball, is with me now. Cameron, good morning.
Hello, Matt. I'm still calming down.
Yeah, it was an extraordinary match. 2-2 at half-time. Chelsea went 2 ahead. Manchester United levelled it with 2 great goals. Then they went into the lead with an absolutely stunning goal. If it hadn't been for the result, it might be one of the goals of the season. And then?
And then Cole Palmer, 5 goals in 2 games, got 2 penalties. 2 penalties in a game. It's been a recurring theme over the last couple of weekends. Newcastle were playing West Ham last weekend on Saturday, and they also had 2 penalties to win it, and Cole Palmer getting a hat-trick. It was just absolutely insane.
The penalty that happened to United, it was Dalla who slipped, I think, and there was some contact. It was a penalty. You could argue about it all day, but it probably was a penalty. But my issue with United, and I'm a fan of United, was that having gone 3-2 ahead with a brilliant goal, instead of crushing them and having a right go, they decided to sit back, basically handed the ball to Chelsea a lot of the time, and allowed the 2 accidents at the end, the penalty and then the McTominay own goal.
Yeah, and I saw Erik ten Hag giving out and saying we've dropped 5 points in the last 2 games, which is unacceptable. But you have to put that down to the game plan. I mean, they should have probably put Brentford away as well on Monday night.
Yeah.
And this was another kind of disaster where the strategy was just way off. They should have tried and gone for the jugular, you definitely feel. And maybe that's down to the confidence they have. They are shipping so many players at the moment. I think Raphael Varane went off at halftime. Johnny Evans came on and then came off again 15 minutes later. So they're in a bit of an injury crisis. So it's a typically chaotic time at United, or Netflix FC, as some of my friends call them, ahead of this huge game against Liverpool on Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah. I mean, they were really brimming with confidence after that third goal.
Mm.
And then to see the absolute devastation of the players at the end.
Well, you know, when they get a glimpse of the game, sometimes it certainly felt last night that after Chelsea went ahead and it was 2-2, it still felt like United didn't feel like they were in it until they got that third goal. And it was a goal on the break. And you thought that's the type of goal that can shut down a team like Chelsea. They might feel, gosh, that was so bad to concede that one. But that's when United get a glimpse. And when they get a glimpse, they shut up shop and try to defend the lead.
For 25 minutes or whatever, you know, knowing there was going to be a lot of extra time, given that there was a head injury to, who was it? Wan-Bissaka, I think it was.
Yeah.
So it was going to be a lot of injury time, and yet they shut up shop. Anyway, enough of that. They will be having to pick themselves up big time for Sunday's match against Liverpool. Who must feel, as I say, lucky after last night's win.
Yeah, it definitely felt like they scraped through last night, although the scoreline wouldn't reflect it, and Sheffield United right down among the relegation candidates. It looks like they're probably nailed to go down at this stage. And yet, they got that own goal courtesy of Conor Bradley, Liverpool, and the sense around Anfield and the stands was, it's a bit nervy here. They got the 2 goals in the end that needed it, with Cody Gakpo probably putting the gloss.
Anyway, the women have a big challenge in Metz tonight. I don't know whether it's still raining in Metz. It was yesterday. I don't know whether the rain is their friend or not, but they're facing France, and then they face England on Tuesday in the Aviva.
That's right. Aileen Gleeson was talking to our Off the Ball's Kathleen McNamee, saying, look, it's not like we're not used to the rain, but it is a huge, huge task. It's Gleeson's first competitive game since she took over permanently the Ireland women's job. Of course, they had those 2 friendlies in February against Italy, a 0-0 draw in Florence, followed by a 2-0 defeat to Wales in Tala. this is the big time now. They're missing the likes of Louise Quinn, Sinead Farrelly, Niamh Fahey now pulled out during the week. And France are just so, so good. Hervé Renard has really turned this team around from something of a basket case. I mean, in times, brief times of peace, an outbreak of peace in a French team is always something to be relished. And they're top quality side. They were semi-finalists last time
in the Euros. They're in the group of death, absolutely. But they have, there's a back door through which
there is. They have a playoff cut of their Nations League performance, and that's always there. But you don't necessarily want to go failing upwards. You want to maybe get a win. It's going to be very, very tough for them to win in France, but hopefully a positive result.
Okay, other matches to look forward to at the weekend. I'm sure hurling fans will be fascinated by Kilkenny and Clare.
Yes, yeah, 7:15 tomorrow night, something that's got their backs up over not being maybe the prestige time for these finals, but it's Clare versus Kilkenny. It's whoever wins this probably drops the gauntlet or lays down the gauntlet for Limerick in the championship this year. Saw some stuff this week saying that maybe Clare need to win more given they have Limerick in 2 weeks' time in the Munster Championship. But it should be a cracker. James Skehill was on the hurling pod saying it could go to extra time, and hopefully we have a Division 1 final like we had last week in the football.
Okay, and we've got some rugby matches as well with Leicester coming to Leinster.
Leicester coming to Leinster, of course. The finalists from last year, Leinster taking on an emboldened Leicester side, playing well in the Prem. They played against them in the group stages and won, Leinster did. And then you've got Munster going over to Northampton, a tricky prospect for them. It could be one of those days for Munster where they pull off a huge win, but I just don't fancy it. I think Northampton have too much.
Yeah, Murray, of course, has signed a year-long contract to stay with Munster until the end of next season. Peter O'Mahony, still no news?
Well, they signed a one-year extension with Munster, so Peter O'Mahony did, so he's there for the next year or so. But this is a last dance sort of thing for Northampton Saints. The likes of Courtney Laws, Lewis Ludlam, all leaving at the end of the season. I think they're going to try and go deep in this competition, and it could be just too much for Munster at this stage of the season with all their injuries.
All right, well, so much sport to savour over the weekend. Cameron, thank you very much for joining us. Well,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.